is adopted. Next item, please.
Item 150, direct the Portland Housing Bureau to adopt an administrative rulemaking procedure.
Very good. Good afternoon. You can just state your name for the record, Victoria.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Victoria James. I'm a housing policy analyst at the Portland Housing Bureau. So this piece of legislation would allow the Portland Housing Bureau to adopt formalized rulemaking procedures for the rulemaking authority that we were granted through the inclusionary housing ordinance passed on the 21st of December. Essentially, this resolution just lays out the period of time that we would need to notify the public and sort of the procedure for that. It basically just sets up the procedure that we would need to go through anytime we are adopting, amending, or repealing rules in relation to the limited rulesmaking authority that we have on inclusionary housing.
Thank you, Victoria. Council?
Matthew, questions? Since you're here, could you give us a quick update on the steps the Bureau is taking to set up a stakeholder group to consider potential modifications going forward to the renter protections legislation we passed?
Matthew Schaubold, for the record, from the Housing Bureau. I actually have been sick the past couple of days, so I had to cancel a meeting with staff from your office, the mayor's office, and Commissioner Udaly's office, and we've rescheduled that for this Friday to talk through what the stakeholder process will look like and to work through what the work plan will be.
Thank you.
I understand from one of my staff that there's a difference between the two code sections of 3001-120 and 3130. Are we clear on who does have the adoption power?
So the Housing Bureau has fairly limited rulemaking authority. And for Title 30, it's in relation specifically to the inclusionary housing program, not the program structure itself, but the detail of implementation. As far as the requirements and the offsetting incentives, those are based in code. And one of the incentives is the property tax exemption, which is in Title 3. And so the rulemaking authority as it relates to any sort of process or reporting requirements associated with the program that's outlined in code would need to be granted to the Housing Bureau in both Title 30 and 3, which it has been. And so the rules that the Housing Bureau would be creating would relate to both, because the inclusionary requirement is both in the zoning code as well as Title 30, and one of the incentives is in Title 3.
And so that would not change the code then, because the council is still in charge of changing the code.
Correct.
And then my other question was regarding where we are with making all of the administrative rules similar between the different bureaus. I know that the Housing Bureau hasn't had one. Have you been part of any discussions on, could we perhaps have a standard that we could look at for all bureaus?
At this point, we haven't been part of a conversation, although we did talk with the auditor's office with respect to formalizing a lot of our Portland policy documents, which you'll be seeing in the next weeks and months, as to what the standard protocol is. And the guidance that we've received from the auditor's office as well as city attorneys is, absent a formalized, standardized city process to, as best we can, use the attorney general's guidance on administrative rulemaking, which is what we followed.
Well, colleagues, I really do think we should have a single system throughout I'll check in with Celia Heron in the Office of Management and Finance. My understanding is that one of the changes since the last time we discussed this is that, in response to my concern, thank you, we've added that the commissioner in charge shall be provided prior to the adoption, amendment, or repeal of these rules. So I appreciate that. Colleagues, I'd like you also to consider doing what the Director of Human Resources does when she is considering rule changes, which is at least to notify all the councils of what those changes are. Because since we're delegating that responsibility, and community members might not normally be going every week to the Housing Bureau's website or whoever's website and might not then be aware, we can help raise any concerns that we think might be in the community and help publicize the fact that it's happening. So certainly, if I'm ever in charge of the Housing Bureau, that would be my resolve.
So I am in charge of the Housing Bureau, indirectly as the commissioner, and what I will do is I will work with your team, and I'll also work with Kristen Dennis, and we'll get that ironed out.
Thank you.
You bet. Any further questions for this esteemed panel? Is there any public testimony on this item?
Excuse me, Mayor, I was wondering, are we still considering the amendment to Exhibit A?
Okay, we need to make the amendment to Exhibit A.
A motion and a second on the amendment. Let's take up the discussion on the amendment. Any further discussion on the amendment? Please call the roll on the amendment.
I'm sorry, who seconded?
That was Fish.
Thank you. Fritz.
Oh, well, thank you. I do appreciate your response to my concern. Aye. And also yours.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment passes to the main motion. Is there any further public testimony on this item? If none, please call the roll.
Fritz.
On reading further into my notes, the staff in OMF are waiting to be instructed about a rulemaking process citywide for all bureaus. So I'm happy to work with Kristen and you on helping that to happen. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The resolution is adopted as amended.